Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Good morning, Glenn Kirshner.
Good morning, Steph.
What have I counseled you every time we talk, Glenn? Justice is coming. Just be patient. Merrick Garland. What are your thoughts on this reporting that obviously Trump... I mean... The hubris you've got to love. The Trump's like, no. Oh, you can't hear me?
Oh.
Glenn cannot hear me. Okay, something needs to be did. Can't hear me? No, he cannot hear me.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Let's figure out what's happening. Okay.
Better.
There we go.
Hiya. Hello.
Okay. So obviously the hubris, you know, in this reporting, that Trump is, oh, I'm not concerned, witch hunt, it'll be fine. But, I mean, this is obviously, we know from the two Pat subpoenas this week that this has reached into the Oval Office. And obviously there is reporting now Trump's attorneys are counseling him that he may be indicted. So what do you take from all of this, from the latest reporting?
Three really important data points, Steph. One, we saw the Rolling Stone reporting that Donald Trump's legal team is preparing for him to be indicted, and this is what I love. This is why Donald Trump's legal team is like the worst legal team imaginable.
Except for Alex Jones.
They are saying, that good point. They are saying, we are preparing a defense that will be putting it on, quote, the fall guys. What did we see a couple of days later in last night's CNN reporting? Donald Trump has been counseled to cut off all contact with and not talk to Mark Meadows. The only reasonable inference we can draw from that is Meadows is flipping, right? Maybe he has flipped, maybe he hasn't flipped. That's what you counsel somebody when it comes to, you know, one of your buddies who is now cooperating with the feds. Do not talk to him anymore. And then the third data point is the Pat Cipollone subpoena to the grand jury. And Steph, all testimony is not created equal, because the J6 testimony that Pat Cipollone gave, we all saw it, some of it on videotape, he wouldn't answer the big questions. He wouldn't talk about what Donald Trump said or did. He wouldn't talk about Trump's crimes. He gets away with that in the January 6th committee because they don't have a way to compel him. They can't test that privilege once he asserts it. When we get witnesses in the grand jury, we can test that privilege. We can overcome it in real time, because when Pat Cipollone in the grand jury says executive privilege, I've done this 100 times, not with executive privilege, but with attorney-client privilege, Fifth Amendment privilege against self-incrimination, spousal privilege, doctor-patient privilege, etc. We walk over to Chief Judge Beryl Howell's chambers, the chief judge of the DC Federal District Court, who has supervisory authority over the grand jury, and we litigate it in real time, and she rules, I predict, Joe Biden hasn't invoked the privilege, so you lose, because Donald Trump doesn't get to invoke it, and there's a crime fraud exception, so belt and suspenders, you lose twice. Now, Pat Cipollone, go back in there and testify truthfully. And then, Steph, Cipollone has all the legal backing he needs because a judge has ordered him to do it. And he's bulletproof and he can testify about Trump's crimes. And I predict he will. The dam really is breaking.
Yeah. Well, I just because I'm just from contact with you, just from the physical contact I have with you in my studio, I just scream crime, fraud, exception to any news cycle. But that's the whole thing they're hinging it on, right? That's the whole discussion happening now is executive privilege. And as you've said over and over again, you don't get to commit a crime and then say, oh, you can't talk about it. That's executive privilege.
And we have precedent because Richard Nixon, he asserted executive privilege and he was the sitting president. He said, no, my tapes enjoy executive privilege. And the Supreme Court, 9-0, said, no, you're a sitting president and you cannot assert it, right?
Yeah.
A former president certainly can't assert it. So we're on a really good track right now.
Yeah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
So in other news, when I don't know where you end and I begin, I thought it was an original thought. And then I realized I read your tweet and I thought, oh, I stole that from Glenn Kirshner. But it's not really stealing when you just organically, I thought it was my thought. I was like, oh, no, that's where I got that idea is right. You tweeted. So agencies in which Trump installed lackeys, DHS, DOD, USSS, some installed after he lost the election, wiped their cell phones. Okay, and what other agencies? EPA, education, labor, agriculture, HHS, or just the agencies that may have joined Trump's effort to retain power? That's a really good point, right?
And I'm waiting for some great investigative reporting on precisely that point. I'm hoping that the agencies that took no part in trying to keep Trump in power unlawfully also didn't wipe their cell phones, right? Because they didn't need to. It's the agencies. I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
After he lost the election, he put in a new Secretary of Defense for 2 months, Chris Miller. So Chris Miller could do precisely what Chris Miller did, make sure the Capitol was set up for failure and then wiped his cell phone. Come on now. Yeah. What do we look like?
And speaking of this whole theme of lying is that we're looking at in the Alex Jones trial. So Chris Miller goes on Fox News and lies that, oh, Trump ordered, 10,000 National Guard troops under oath has to say, like Alex Jones had to say Sandy Hook was real. Like, no, he did not order, National Guard troops.
And that lie to the American people on Fox Entertainment, I don't call them Fox News, that is actually part of a criminal cover-up. Okay. That's chargeable as a crime. I'm appreciative that he told the truth under oath before the J6 committee. But when you lie to the American people trying to cover up Donald Trump's crimes, you're committing your own crime of accessory after the fact and misprision of a felony. So keep it up, sport.
I'm so happy to hear you say that, because how many times have we heard, well, it's not a crime to lie on Fox News, otherwise they wouldn't have a network. I mean, it should be.
It can be a crime.
Okay.
It can be a crime. We just have to investigate it and indict it.
Yeah. And you said looks like a conspiracy for the ages. I served in the federal government under every president from Reagan to Trump. During that time, I served under 10 United States attorneys. I never recall wiping our cell phones when an administration turns over being a thing. Again, the key question keeps being, are we going to find all of these? And because, like you say, it is the biggest conspiracy in our history, it looks like,
you know, I don't know. I am the last one to render an opinion on the capabilities of recovering deleted electronic data. I am incompetent, really bad.
Yeah.
That's why I have my whiteboard and my legal pads. That's what
and
I do.
And I've heard your thoughts on autocorrect. You have not been able to conquer autocorrect.
The way to invest the way to investigate these deleted texts is to subpoena every mofo that wiped their cell phone and ask them two lines of questions. One, why did you do it? Who directed it? You know, et cetera. And then the other is, we want to know who you spoke with and what you said to them on and around January 6th. Think about this. We now know that the federal prosecutors have had Mark Meadows' cell phone records back in April. We didn't know that they are. So what you do is you sit there with Mark Meadows' cell phone records and you see how many times, for example, Chad Wolf, the illegally installed head of DHS, communicated with Meadows on and around January 6th. You've got the hard records and you put him under oath. You say, I see that noon on Insurrection Day, you communicated with Meadows. What did you say? So one way or another, you can get at this stuff.
Okay. All right. Got it. Now, so by the way, so after Guy Reffitt was sentenced to 7.5 years and his daughter called for life in prison for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And you just said, as you keep repeating, this highlights the deep injustice that we as a nation are experiencing at this moment in time. The boots of the insurrection are being punished while the suits of the insurrection, golf hold rallies, fundraisers and dinner parties. It's not right. Obviously, you know, what we've learned this week gives you more confidence that we are going to get the suits. Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, justice has been delayed. I'm hoping it won't be denied, and I don't think it will be. But when the boots of the insurrection, the people Donald Trump told to attack the Capitol and stop the certification, are being prosecuted, convicted, some in prison. And yet the command structure of the insurrection, the political insurrectionists, the privileged insurrectionists, the wealthy insurrectionists are out holding rallies, fundraisers, and dinner parties. That's a deep, deep injustice going on at this moment in our nation. The boots need to be held accountable. But even more importantly, the suits need to be held accountable because they're out there recruiting the next batch of boots. So let's get off the dime, DOJ.
Yeah. Let's talk about the other big trial, obviously, as we've mentioned a couple of times, Alex Jones. So everybody, you know, upon hearing he makes, what, $300 million a year?
Yeah.
Yesterday when the $4 million thing was, you're like, wait, but that's compensatory, right? Today is punitive and is likely to be much larger. Give us your take on the Alex Jones trial.
Yeah, compensatory damages. I mean, I was never a civil litigator. That was not my world. And civil trials are often these kind of no holds barred affairs where you might have a judge trying to control the Alex Jones of the world, but you see he just continues to act up and he doesn't really care. He will care when he gets indicted for perjury, which I hope is coming.
Yeah.
But so compensatory damages are you're trying to make a person whole for the loss. In other words, this sounds crass. How much would that child have earned over their lifetime? Because you've deprived the child and the family of that. So $4 million was awarded. Now you get to punitive damages. You punish Alex Jones for profiting off the pain of the Sandy Hook families by telling the grossest lies. That's where he's going to get banged out, I predict, for a big dollar figure.
Here's the important thing for justice coming is it all ties into January 6th. So the Sandy Hook lawyer, right, the attorney said that he intends to cooperate unless he's ordered otherwise. His advocacy of violence quite clearly played a role on the 6th, said Zoe Lofgren. We'd like to know more about it. So they're going to turn over, obviously, I assume, to the J6 committee and to the DOJ, right? The contents of his phone.
2 years of text messages. Can you imagine the treasure trove of violence, lies, deceit, and insurrection in those 2 years of text messages?
Yeah. And I don't even want to know what the intimate messages to Roger Stone are, but okay. So the judge refused to seal his phone. So this is all good news, right? What was I going to ask? Oh, for a perjury. We asked about Alex Jones and perjury. Is that a separate charge? And can you tell us about that?
Yep. If you lie under oath at a civil trial, you are on the hook for perjury. And it's just a matter of the local prosecutors in that jurisdiction investigating it, indicting him, and bringing him to trial for many, many counts of perjury.
Okay, so they save up all the counts of perjury and then charge him after this trial is done? Is that how it goes?
You know, criminal and civil are on two completely separate tracks. They don't have to wait, but they probably will wait until the dust settles on the civil trial.
Got it.
And then hopefully they'll pursue the perjury charges.
Okay.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
God, Glenn, you know, it is amazing how this one trial does tie in so many things, you know, January 6th, but also just the constant wall of lies that Trump and Fox News and the Alex Jones of the world operate on and what it's done to our country, where we don't, like in Nixon, we don't even have, you know, one set of facts anymore. I mean, I'm just hoping it'll crack something in that wall of, I mean, and a lot of the suits about the big lie about the election are starting to do that. Like, no, you cannot just go on TV and continue to lie about provably false things, right?
And, you know, it feels like, you know, the road to justice is bumpy and it's unpaved and it's full of treacherous potholes. But I think we're on it and I think we're moving in the right direction. It's been a really good couple of weeks. And I think, especially with the Mark Meadows thing where Trump was told, don't talk to him anymore. Once that domino falls, Steph, it's on.
Yeah. I got to ask you about one more. FBI Director Chris Wray admits during a Senate hearing that the Trump White House controlled which of the sexual assault allegations against then Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh were fully investigated. obviously, Senator Whitehouse got Wray to admit this. How is this okay? I mean, I don't. This is a lifetime appointment to a court where someone who apparently violated women's rights personally just took away rights for, you know, all of the women in this country. And we're just going to say that's OK. There's no new investigation.
Okay. It's not. So the FBI hides behind the fact that a background investigation is different than a criminal investigation. That does not excuse the FBI getting information that should have been investigated, it seems, about the misconduct of Brett Kavanaugh. And instead, they packaged it up and basically gave it right to one of Kavanaugh's associates, if not co-conspirators, the White House, the person who wanted to bury that information so they could install him on the Supreme Court to do precisely what he has now done. That, there's no excuse for it. And listen, 4,500 tips are still out there. How about we investigate them now?
Yeah. And what about your thoughts on Chris Wray, real quick? On that,
I don't have a lot of confidence in his ability to continue to lead the FBI. There have been too many missteps, putting it mildly. I hope President Biden thinks about a new director.
Yeah, me too. All right, Glenn, great stuff. See you next week. Bye.
See you, Steph.
There we go.
See you guys.
Thanks, Glenn.